Hello, everybody, and welcome to a podcast dedicated to the Women's Premier League, or the WPL as we all know it. For the next few weeks, this is going to be a space where we talk about all things cricket, especially the WPL. So as you all know, 2023 began with some great news for Indian cricket fans, particularly those who have been supporting the national women's side for so many years. We saw the under-19 side led by Shefali Verma go ahead and win the first edition of the T20 under-19 World Cup. This year is also special for fans who have watched the senior side fight the 50-over World Cup final against England in 2017 or the historic T20 final against Australia at the MCG. After every heartbreak, the fans kept repeating one thing, that was, give the Indian team and the audiences a WIPL. We need a Women's Premier League. And after several years of having a Women's T20 challenge played between three teams, the board finally delivered. And in true BCCI fashion, I mean, we have player auctions which have happened on 13th Feb. And there were five teams which have been shortlisted. That is the Royal Challengers Bangalore, the Mumbai Indians, Delhi Capitals, Gujarat Giants, and the UP Warriors. We saw some really big names, some legends of the game in the auction. And it has been announced that a total of 22 matches will be played across a span of 4 weeks at two stadiums in Mumbai, where previously the Women's T20 Challenge was also held. The tournament is already making global headlines with a lot of fans, analysts and sports enthusiasts looking at this as a big milestone in the women's game. And this is likely going to break more records when it comes to viewership in the coming weeks as well. Compared to other leagues like the Women's Super League, which is one of the most popular leagues of women's football in England, where player salaries range from around £20,000 per year to £400,000 per year, which is estimated to be Sam Kerr's salary for a season. Now we have cricket, where we see big names like Nat Sivabrant and Ash Gardner, who have been the two top overseas players currently at the WPL. They're expected to take home around £320,000, or which is roughly translated to $390,000. All that for 1 month of WPL. The auction, however, wasn't a dream come true for everyone. Several players did not get picked by any of the five teams and remained unsold. Some of the big shockers that I can remember were Danny Wyatt, Amy Jones, who has been in spectacular form again in the ongoing T20 World Cup. Laura Wolfart, again, who has been a part of the Women's T20 League in the previous years. And in the last year's finals, I think she scored 65 runs off 40 balls, which is a big feat. Shamari Attapattu is another name who was not picked. Sunil Luz, Susie Bates, and there are so many more. Well, so this part, my aim is to start a healthy conversation around the WPL, its teams and its players. This is a pilot for a two-part series that will cover all things WPL over the next few weeks. In the first part of the series, we will look at the five teams, their players, strengths and important players to watch out for. In the second part of the series, we will follow along the WPL with highlights and key moments from the matches, stats and interesting facts about the games. So that's a wrap on my first ever episode. Looking forward to a healthy conversation around the game. You can also, I will also be fortunate to have some of you on the coming episodes. Until then, let's talk about it, tweet about it, post about it. That's how we start a conversation, right? See you next time.